I knew it.
You're good.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we're really, really excited. Lacey and I have my good friend, Rita Ann Jana on today. Rita and I met when she hopped in my car in 2013 at the Indy Stephanie Pena shootout. And it was love. We have since kind of like, we've been everywhere together, Rita. We've been to New York in the winter, then we went to Iceland, then we went to Aruba, back at New York when I was shooting clients there. I mean, we've been everywhere together, girl.
I know, I'm really lucky.
I'm just grateful that I've got to know you all these years. I can't believe we're coming up on 11 years since that day that you just hopped in my car and I got to know you really well. And today we're going to talk about how you moved to a very saturated market.
Yes.
And you were able to thrive and you were also able to relocate your business. But like, that's a few minutes down the road for everyone. While we're talking to you, guys, hit us with your questions. If you're catching this on the replay, tag us. We'll answer your questions. But I know a lot of you are very excited to have Rita Ann on today because I know I am. And let's just let Lacey take the floor because I know everything about you. I'm going to ask the right questions. So I'm going to let inquiring minds, Lacey Carroll, take the floor for this.
Hi, Rita. I'm so excited to have you here. This is our first time like officially meeting, even though we follow each other on Instagram and everything. So I just want to know, for those of us that are just getting to know you, what was your photography journey? Just where did you start and where do you feel like you are now?
Absolutely. Well, first off, I just want to say thank you for having me to Vicky and Lacey. I am really honored to be here. It was, a wonderful treat to be invited. So in terms of my photography journey, I think it's important for me to tell you that I started in Madison, Wisconsin, with three tiny little children. So if I can start a business with three small children, you can do it too. And the thing that drew me to it is my career was not mobile. And with my husband's job, he is military. We moved quite often. So my job was not very conducive to moving. And I realized that I needed to change careers. My whole life, photography had always just sort of been kind of right there in the forefront. My granny always had these ginormous wall portraits, and every year we had our family photos taken and all of our matching outfits. And the thing that really struck me, Lacey, is when my grandma passed away, no one fought over her jewelry or her expensive things, if you will. Everybody fought over these family portraits.
Yeah.
That really struck me. Mm-hmm. That's what meant the most to anyone.
Yeah.
So that was always sort of in my mind that photography was important because I grew up like that. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the things that I thought of when changing careers. And also important to the story, I worked at the World Trade Center. And that is the only day that I asked off of work. And 2 days prior to that, a friend of mine was visiting and we took pictures in front of the World Trade Center, and 2 days later it was gone. Wow. So it was another reminder to me, just the powerful impact of photography, mm-hmm. because if you don't capture that moment now, you might not have that chance again.
Yeah. Wow.
So those are the things that
call off the day you took off.
Yes. Yeah. The only day I asked off of work.
That's a God tap.
Yes. Yeah.
My goodness. Yes.
So those two things have always really stuck with me. So when I looked at changing careers, photography was actually the first and only thing I considered. And I still actually kept my other job for a year to make sure that I actually wanted to jump in mm-hmm. head first and to do this. And at the end of that year, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And I was really nervous, Lacey, because I didn't think I could love anything as much as I loved my other job. And it turns out I do. And I actually love this even more.
I love that so much. I think many of us have taken that leap, and that is, if anyone out there is listening and is still working their job and thinking about taking that leap, it is scary.
Yes.
I remember that. And I love that you loved your old job. So it's not as if you were trying to escape
no.
something. You truly loved what you did. And I was much the same way. But you made that leap and now you love it even more. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's how I started in 2013, going to workshops, attending conferences, and really trying to just kind of jump feet first, which, like, looking back at it, it was really probably not the smartest move, because I had three little kids and I wasn't sleeping, but I loved it so much. I couldn't get enough of it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I would love to get across to people, is the joy that it truly brings me to photograph people. Mm-hmm. And the joy that it brings me to see a mom who is terrified to get in front of a camera, and she likes her photos, and the senior who is terrified that no one's taken a professional portrait of her before. She's only had selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And to feel so good about herself when she sees those pictures. And also very impactful to me personally as a mom of two boys and a girl is to see senior guys who are like, oh, this isn't important to me. I don't need senior photos.
Mm-hmm.
And they are probably the ones who are the most reluctant by far to get photos.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who are thrilled when they see them, because they don't take selfies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually have a good picture of themselves. And now they have a picture to use for college applications or LinkedIn or social media, and they're proud. And those are the reasons why I love my job.
I love that. That's such a good philosophy. And I know, so you still work with families. You also, outside of teens and seniors, you also work with cadets.
I do.
Because of your husband's job, you have, you know, you're always adjacent to a military base. So, I love that you have a diverse portfolio. And is that something you did intentionally, or did you just love shooting with families, or you like to do it all year round?
So I started off strictly doing families. And I thought that I would probably never veer from that, because it brought me so much joy,
mm-hmm.
To see how happy mom was when she got those photos. And my business really did sort of morph on its own. It was not intentional. I started adding seniors because obviously as my families got older, their children became yep. seniors. So that just sort of morphed. And then, to be 100% honest with you, when I moved, my very last move, which I love it here, it happened. There was truly just an opening in the market, Lacey, here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took it. And I still photograph families, but they tend to be more families of the seniors I photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do fly back to New York to photograph my families there.
I love that. So you mentioned moving.
Yes.
And that's something that a lot of photographers have to go through, where at some point in your career, you end up having to move, whether it's just moving cities, moving states. And you have thrived.
Thank you.
Since moving. And that is a tough thing to do. So do you have any tips, anything? And also, as a reminder for those watching, we have quite a few watching. Please put some questions in the comments for Rita. And just tell us some tips you have for moving your business, because that's a scary and big thing to do.
It is a scary and big thing, and I never ever want to downplay that. I've been in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been in West Point, New York, and now St. Louis, Missouri, in terms of my business. So I'm not going to lie, Lacey, that was scary, and it was scary every time I moved it. But I do feel like there are 10 things that I personally have put together that I think have been incredibly helpful for moving a business. And those 10 things are the exact same 10 things that I would tell you for thriving in a saturated market, because I have been in everything from a small area to live in to a large area to live in. My very first tip, hands down, is volunteering at my children's school. And people say, well, what do I do? Anything. The biggest thing that I personally enjoy is volunteering at fundraisers. So
it looks like we lost Vicky, but she'll be back hopefully. But okay. Keep going. I don't know what happened to Vicky. maybe a power
out
or something. Yeah.
So volunteering at school has been huge for me personally, and it's something I would do anyway, because I love being involved in my children's school. And I know the first thing that people are going to say is, oh, well, what if I don't have a child in school? Well, everybody knows somebody who has a child in school. Mm-hmm. And I promise you that no school is going to turn away a volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I love doing fundraisers personally, because at a fundraiser, everybody is happy to be there. They're all there for a good cause, if you will. And when people are there for a good cause because they have a good heart, that to me, those are the people that I can't wait to be around.
Yeah.
I love people with a good heart. So
I love that so much. I will say, you know, if for those that, you know, may not have a school-aged child, you can also, if you have a specialty in your life, maybe you did swimming or, you know, football or whatever, you can volunteer within those programs too.
Yes.
It doesn't just have to be that. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. So, I mean, my daughter just had a choir concert this weekend and I went and I photographed the rehearsal. But when you are volunteering, Lacey, I mean, not only do you feel good in your heart for doing it, but you are meeting great people. And for me, that's the heart of my business, is I want to be surrounded by great people. I feel like I work my best when I am around good people. And I do feel like I have struck the jackpot with my clients. I have such kind and wonderful clients. So if I could tell you one thing, pick one event every year that you choose to volunteer and photograph at your children's school, at your friend's kid's school, at your grandkid's school, your neighbor's kid's school. But it has definitely made, it has put me in the position to meet wonderful people.
There she is.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. No, that's what happened to you?
I had to take this call. I've only been playing phone tag with this person for 3 weeks, and I knew if I was taking it for 3 weeks, otherwise I would never have left. I'm so sorry, Rita.
No, you're good. You're good. That's my first tip, Lacey. My second tip, and I know people are going to laugh at me, but my second tip is holiday/Christmas/New Year's cards. I love getting mail. And I think because so few people get mail anymore, that when we get it, it's really exciting. And so that is something I've done from the very start of my business. I sent Christmas/holiday/New Year's cards to my clients. And it's such an easy thing. And I'll tell you where I got the idea. When my husband and I got engaged, the jeweler that we bought my ring, that he bought my ring from, sent us a Christmas card. And I was like, wow, that's really thoughtful. And then they sent us a Christmas card the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. And my husband and I have been married for almost 20 years. And the jeweler is still sending us Christmas cards.
That's amazing.
Right? And so that really struck me, because guess who the first person that comes to my head is when anybody asks about buying any type of jeweler?
Yeah. Jewelry.
The jeweler who doesn't even live in the same state with me anymore, Lacey. Yeah. And that's the first person I think of. Mm-hmm. And so I think just having that, that check-in with people to be like, hey, I'm thinking of you, and I'm not trying to sell you anything. Like, I'm genuinely thinking of you at the holidays. I'm wishing you a great holiday season, a great new year. And I think reminding people that you're not just here to sell, you're mm-hmm. actually care about them is really important. And a New Year's card, a holiday card, it's such an easy way to do it.
It really is. You can have a complete list of all of your past clients.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we can go through Miller's, WHCC, all of those. They print all of the envelopes for you. I do that. And it's really, it's nice and easy. I love it.
Yes. And it's, and you just automate it, right? So if you have the addresses of your clients in a spreadsheet, in your Word document spreadsheet, whatever's easiest for you, you just add your new clients to it. So I'm not handwriting any of these. So I want to be very clear because I know sometimes that scares people, but it's on a label. I print it out and I just drop it in the mail.
I definitely think like taking that care and that time outside of just doing our regular business, it really does make a difference. I would say, you know, something that people overlook a lot is just taking that time for past clients, because you never know who they're going to recommend to you, whether or not they have a younger sibling, all of those things. So definitely, you know, that's a great tip. So what is your next one? Before we go on, I was going to say, there might be some feedback happening. I know a couple of people have commented. I don't know if there's like movement or anything that's happening. I've tried to mute it on my end, but it's not.
I muted myself too, and we've isolated it down to you, Rita.
Sorry, Rita. I don't know if there's like movement or something that's happening near the speaker. Maybe it's like a fan or.
Okay. Can you tell me if you still hear it?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't hear it right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what it was, but hopefully it's better.
Our private chat was on fire over here. Lacey and I were trying to
we were like, trying to figure it out. We're like, is it me? Okay. Nope, I'm muted. Nope, is it me? No.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but tell me if you hear it again.
Okay, we will.
Okay, so my third tip is as simple as posting on graduation day. I want my seniors to know that I am excited for them. I am proud of them. And I have followed their journey. Mm-hmm. Their journey does not end for me when I deliver their album and their prints. I want them to know I am continuously their cheerleader.
I love that.
So posting on graduation day is huge for me. So I actually ask, I actually text them and I'll ask them when their graduation date is. And I wait until the spring. So that way I know for sure they have it. And if for some reason I don't hear back from them, I usually do, but if for some reason I wouldn't hear back, and by the way, I'm texting their parents. I'm not texting my seniors. So I want to be very clear on that. I do not believe personally for me in texting seniors, unless their parent is on the text as well. So I am always texting with the parents. So if for some reason the parent does not respond to me, I just go on and look it up online to see when their graduation date is. Mm-hmm. But they're usually very touched and very shocked that I remembered their graduation day. And they love it. And it's just these really small things, Lacey, that make a big difference. And I think people spend so much time trying to think of these big, huge things that they need to do. When mm-hmm. I've realized that the success is in the small details.
Yep. Birthdays, graduation, those are great things to have, especially if you have a senior team. For those listening, it's really important to acknowledge your team on their birthday. But graduation day is great. Do you typically like have like a little slideshow? Do you do it in your stories?
So all I do literally, this is so easy. I post on Facebook for mom mm-hmm. because the reality for me personally is that the moms are the ones who are booking me. Mm-hmm. So I post on Facebook for mom, and then on Instagram, I post in a story. I don't post it on my actual Instagram, but in a story. So those are the two ways that I go about posting for graduation day. And a lot of people, as I'm sure you know, they have graduations on the same day. Like different schools have graduations on the same day. That's okay. It's okay to make several posts that day, because I promise you that mom is not going to pay attention to any other posts on her child's graduation day, mm-hmm. except for their own. So obviously I'm tagging mom on that as well.
I love that. Okay. So what is your next tip? I think we're three or four in. I can't.
Yes, I'm heading on to number four.
Okay. We're on number four.
So number four is hands down outsource. And I say this so confidently because I was adamantly against outsourcing. And I mean really adamantly against outsourcing. I was like, why would I pay somebody to do something that I can do myself? But I realized that it was much more important for me to be out there, like meeting my clients, being where my clients are, supporting my clients. Mm-hmm. And I don't get to do that if I'm sitting behind a computer editing.
Yep.
So I started outsourcing my color correction. I do all the rest on, you know, my own, but I outsource all my color correction. I cannot tell you what a game changer that has been for me, for my business, also for my family. But instead of sitting in front of my computer, I now have time to make those graduation day posts. I now have time to go to an event. If my senior or her family invites me to an event, I have time to go. So recently I had a senior mom ask me if I would go to her daughter's mock trial event. I was like, absolutely, because I have time for that. I had a senior who asked it, their parents asked me, hey, any chance that you could come and see their show? Absolutely. I'd love to, because I have the time now, because I'm not sitting in front of my computer doing all this little color correction business that anyone could do. So it's not something that has my personal touch on it. My personal touch is in the after part. Mm-hmm. Color correction, anyone can do.
I could not agree more. I also was adamantly on the no outsourcing train. You can ask Vicky. Like I need to do it all. No one's as good as me. Ridiculous.
And Lacey, just to piggyback off of that, I've been outsourcing since 2015, my editing.
Yeah.
And I outsource everything down to my bookkeeping, everything, but my editing, there are so many great editors in this group. I want to give a huge shout out. I know, Rita, you use Rubuku as well.
I do.
I love Ty Fisher. I use Ty for all kinds of things that I just don't want to do myself, like glass glare, head swapping, whatever. And it's back in under a day. It's a couple of bucks. I don't want to mess with it. I know that Sarah Welch also does an amazing job editing. Her name has come up several times, and I know people who have used her. The girl that I initially started with, Lauren, has a few openings. So if you're even considering outsourcing and you would like some information, hit up one of the three of us, because we've all done it.
Yeah. And there's ways to outsource, not just editing. Something that I had a really hard time outsourcing, but decided ultimately this was best for me, because I think when we look at ourselves, our business, what does success mean to me? Mm-hmm. And success means to me is running my business, but still having a personal life.
Yes.
And when I wasn't outsourcing anything, I had zero personal life, because I was working more than 40 hours a week for sure. And so I have an office manager, and she takes care of all of my scheduling and most of my correspondence now. I'm always CC'd, so I will, do all of that. But almost everything's automated. It's just that initial workflow is all her now. And occasionally I will jump in and speak to clients and everything. But that's really helpful. And she does all my blogging. I will write maybe 2 or 3 sentences about a shoot, and she goes from there, and talks about the places we were in. So I think it's really important to look at what you may not enjoy about your business, what your least favorite things, and look at how you can outsource that. That's really important.
And sometimes, Lacey, it's not even about what you don't like. It's like what you said, you just need to have a little bit of a personal life.
Yes, that's also true. That's also true. I went about it of what is my least favorite things and went from there. That's why it took so long for me to, because I love editing. I genuinely love it. Like when I sit down and I'm ready to edit, it is my favorite thing. I know that's weird, but shooting and editing are like right here for me. So it took a long time, but I for like the harder stuff, I use an editor, and then I use Avoto. I've been converted to Avoto with the stray hairs and all of that. It's great.
Nice.
And you were skeptical at first.
I was. I'm a skeptic.
To get you to go use Avoto.
Yes, I really do enjoy it. You know, the teeth whitening, the eye brightening. You just boom, boom, boom. It's really easy, and you can batch, and it's lovely. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're all afraid of change at the end of the day, but how is change going to actually change our lives? Let's look at it that way. It's going to allow us freedom. And, you know, Reedy, your kids are at the age where I started realizing, ooh, I need to start letting go of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that for me actually was what the biggest game changer was when I moved. So when I moved from New York to St. Louis, I said, I need to get a little bit of sleep. and I also said, I really sat down and looked at my business and I was like, look at how much time I'm putting in and how much I am making. And it really hit me hard. Like I've always been a person who will not miss my children's activities. That's how I've always been. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's such a gift for me to have these three children, and I don't want to miss that time with them because it's just going fast. And this year, obviously, of course, it's a huge hit to my heart because I have a senior myself. Aww. But when I moved here, I was like, I want to be involved in all of their schools. And now they're in three separate schools. So that was the game changer for me. I had kids in three separate schools.
Oh yeah.
How do I make it happen that I can be at all these different things? And I had to change my business, and changing my business meant changing my collections. It meant raising my prices. It meant outsourcing. And those are hard things, as both of you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I cannot miss my high schoolers activity or choir concert or soccer game to leave and make, you know, $500. That's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
Because that's a priceless moment. And so I had to say, okay, what is it really worth for me to run this business and still be able to be at my kids' things? And I did. I put a bottom number on what I have to make hands down, no matter what, in order to take that time away from just being at home with my children and my husband and my family.
Yeah.
I call that a pick up my camera fee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
And I had to set a bottom dollar for that. And I had never really done that before. Like, and I was like, here it is. And that was a game changer for me. I like how you phrase that, Vicky.
Just what I say it when I get ready to leave the house. Like my kids will hear me say on the phone, oh, I'm sorry, I'm booked for that date, because they want to lowball me. They want me to be cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm booked.
Yes.
Yep.
Because I'm not picking up my camera.
No. Yeah.
Less than my number. Like,
yep.
Yes. And you become, the more you do it, the easier it becomes to actually say. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what scares people, is the first time to say it. It feels like, oh, inside. And the more you say it, the easier it becomes. I don't think twice now when I say that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The value, you have this intrinsic value of this time that you can't get back. You cannot save this time. And I know you have been there with Brooke and I, when Brooke has talked about, we have what, 900 Saturdays or something? Mm-hmm. Until our kids leave from birth to high school graduation, like 920 Saturdays.
It's something like that. I remember when she said that, I was just like, oh, and mine were already teenagers. So I was like, I only have like 30, you know,
but it hits you right when you put it into perspective like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah. So, okay. So, sorry, let me.
Sorry.
Okay,
so now you're on tip number five.
Number five. Yes. Yes. Tip number five is find the opening in your market. Mm-hmm. So when I moved here, you know, the bulk of my business had been family photography. I would say 25% seniors, 75% families, along with you know, cadets in there as well. And I moved here and I could not believe how many people said to me, "Do you photograph boys?" And I was like, "Well, of course I do." Because I didn't realize that was like a thing that like people would have to ask you that. I have two boys and a girl. Why would I not photograph boys? And when people would say to me, "Oh, well, I've called 2-3 photographers. They don't photograph boys, senior boys." Wow. What? I thought they were kidding. No, they were serious. And I realized that's a thing. So many people want to only photograph girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh gosh, I love girls and boys. So this is perfect." And the thing, like I said earlier about photographing guys, is that they don't take selfies. Their moms don't get a lot of photos. Yeah. So when mom gets a photo, she is over the moon. And I had no idea that would end up becoming like such a huge part of my business, but I am 50% senior guys, 50% senior girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was a shocker, that was like an open market for me, if you will, that had not really been tapped.
And I have to say, if you're leaving boys on the table, some of my biggest sales
absolutely
are boys. Because those boy moms want as many photos as they can while they can, because they know they aren't going to take them on their own. So
that's right. Yeah. Huge. So find the opening in your market, whatever that opening is. Every market is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for example, when we were in New York, photographing cadets was, nobody had ever tapped into that market. So I started that market, and that is what I am still known for in New York. And I still actually fly back there to photograph, West Point cadets. So find the opening in your market, and it's easy to find. They literally will tell you, it's not like you're having to do a lot of research. People will just say, "Do you photograph this?"
Mm-hmm.
Or look around honestly and see what everybody else is photographing in your market and do something else.
Yes. So, find your niche. Even if,
yes,
let's say you're in a market that is saturated with seniors, find something within that niche that you can stand out in.
Absolutely.
Whether it is, you know, specializing in dance photography within the senior market, or, you know, doing, you know, more fashion shoots like I do within the senior market, or
yes,
sports, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, you're very smart for doing that. I did something very similar because I was when I started and moved towards seniors, I was like, "Whoa, I'm with some heavy hitters. What can I do to stand out?" So that's something that people need to look at when they are looking at entering the market, or even if you're seeing yourself stagnated in the market that you're in, to change it up a little bit. I love that. That's a great tip.
Absolutely. And I just want to reiterate what you just said, Lacey. I am surrounded by incredible senior photographers here. So what you said about finding the niche in that is so perfect.
Yeah. Find that way to stand out and really separate yourself, because ultimately you're all going to be pulling from the same pool, but their clients are not your clients. Because if you separate yourself in one way or another, let's say someone is specializing in sports photography, don't hit that as hard and find something else that you enjoy within the senior market. And find those clients, because they will come.
Yes, they will. And it only takes one, and they tell their friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm really big in the theater crowd. A lot of my clients are theater kids. I love it because they are just, you know, tap dancing their way into the studio, and I'm tap dancing right with them. And that's my scene. You know what I mean? So I love doing that. And that is the bulk of my clientele. I do have sports kids. I do have dance kids. I have a ton of dance kids, but theater kids are like my bread and butter. So You just have to find who your niche will be and really cater to them. So that's great. So number six, we're on, we number just six. Did five, number six.
Yes. So number six is keeping your current clients. That has been huge for me personally, because the majority of my clients, they have another child coming up who's also going to be a senior. Everybody always needs a family photo, even when they're done with their senior photos. And everybody always knows somebody who needs senior photos. So keeping your current clients is huge. So I did write down a couple of statistics that I do actually want to read for you, because I want to show you like how, when you see the numbers, numbers don't lie, and the numbers really hit me. So I'm going to just read these to you really quickly. When people have some of these, I actually know. So when people have a good experience, statistically speaking, they tell three people. Mm-hmm. When people have a poor experience, they tell 9 to 15. That is ginormous. Yes. So to me, I am one of those people who I will go above and beyond to keep a client happy. Because what's important to a client might not be what's important to me, but that doesn't matter. What matters is what's important to them. And so if that means I have to go above and beyond and to keep them happy, I want to do that, because I don't want them telling 9 to 15 people that I didn't do one small little thing that I could have easily fixed. I want them to say, Rita Ann went out and did this for me. Rita Ann made my senior feel like this. And them telling three people is huge for me. So in terms of actual statistics, which I am going to read this for you, and this is by Forbes. So this is a very legitimate statistics. 96% of unhappy clients will never tell you. That is a big number. 92% of people have faith in recommendations from their friends.
Yeah.
And people will pay 17% more to purchase from a company and to do business with a small business that has a reputation for great customer service. Mm-hmm. So when you look at those numbers, it really makes you stop and think that 90% of people won't tell you if they aren't happy.
Yeah.
So you have to go and above and beyond to make sure they are happy, because they aren't going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people, when I don't like something, I will not go out of, like, someone sends me the wrong thing at a restaurant, I shoot it, unless it's something I'm allergic to. I'm just like, oh, that's fine. That's who I am. And I'm sure there's a ton of people out there like that. So I think that that is great insight. You really have to think about your client experience, and how that makes you stand out as a photographer in a very saturated market. And I will say, I don't think there's one market in the United States that isn't saturated at this point.
Everyone's a photographer. I agree with you.
And, so that being said, if you want to stand out beyond finding that niche, you have to have a good client experience that stands out as well.
Yes. And I'm surprised with how many people will call me, Lacey, and they'll be like, you were referred by, and because I always ask, did someone refer you to me? Mm-hmm. And I will be surprised with so many of them who will call and tell me they were referred by a client of mine who I haven't seen in years. And that client is still referring me, even though I haven't photographed them in years. And that always obviously makes me feel good.
That's great. I just had a client referral that from, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about, you know, I haven't seen them since like 2013 or 2014. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so great. So you just never know who you make an impact.
Never know. Yeah. And sometimes it's not, one of the things I've learned here personally, because it is a big city, mm-hmm. is that people will call me and I'll ask who referred them. And it's somebody I've never photographed.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. That person heard from somebody I photographed. Mm-hmm. So someone I've never photographed heard from one of my clients and is now referring people to me. So to me, that was another thing of the really big network of keeping your clients happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing actually like gets me more than they were referred to me by someone I didn't even photograph.
Yeah.
They just heard about it from somebody else I photographed.
That's some strong word of mouth, and that is important to have. I love that. Okay. So we're at 40 minutes.
Okay. Great. So
we have some time left.
All right. I'll talk quicker.
If you have a question, please put it in the comments here for Rita. And then we are going to move on to number 7.
So, marketing to parents and not just seniors.
Mm-hmm.
That has been huge for me. And that's actually something I've just always done. It wasn't something I changed. I didn't really realize how important that was until more people started talking to me about it. But a lot of people will specifically market to seniors, and I want to market to both, because at the end of the day, the majority of the time mom is calling me, and she's the one booking because she's the one paying.
Mm-hmm.
So out of my 10 plus years in business, I've only had 2 seniors ever call me or email me to book a session. It is always mom. So for me, it's incredibly important to be active on Facebook. And I know you're a social media person, so you're probably going to cringe when I say this, but I am definitely much more active on Facebook than I am on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm much more posting a story.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on Facebook, I'm actually posting, because that is where the bulk of my bookings are coming from. And so when mom is hiring me, mom is hiring me because she wants to put a beautiful portrait on her wall,
mm-hmm.
To look at when her senior is gone. Yeah. When mom is hiring me, she wants to have something to put in graduation cards. Mm-hmm. And when mom is booking me, she wants to be able to proudly give grandma a photo for her wall.
Yeah.
So when I am on my session, I am photographing for things that the senior will be proud to put on their social media,
mm-hmm.
and that mom will be proud to put on her wall to send to grandma and to put in the graduation cards. And I think that's really important that you're catering to not just the senior, but also the mom.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, she's the one looking at the photos when the senior leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like to... You know, I think it's really important that people look at their inquiries, and I actually have a little, well, I used to, I'm not as good at it anymore, but I used to have like a little tally of where my inquiries came from and where they converted to. And a lot of Facebook inquiries, I don't have a ton anymore. They are now coming through Instagram, through moms,
mm-hmm.
but it's still moms. And TikTok is the seniors now, which, you know, they aren't converting. Senior inquiries don't convert as often as parent inquiries.
Yes.
And I think that that's really important to note. That being said, I'm kind of even where, because I probably have twice as many seniors messaging me than I do parents. But that being said, I think it's really important to look at your own business, see where those inquiries are coming from, and nurture that social media. So if it's Facebook for you, do it. If it's Instagram, do it. If it's Google, then really beef up that website. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Kind of, figure out where these inquiries are coming from and nurture the space.
100% Facebook. It's the mom. Yeah. It's always the moms. If you went to Vicky S. Black on Instagram, you would think I was out of business. And I know that is on me. But it is moms on Facebook. And so I just know that's where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's my market too. And that's why it's so important to know your market. Like, I love how Lacey puts up that tally.
Yep.
And that you have to do that work, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I think the work scares people, but when you look at like what 10 minutes of your time does, you will be shocked at how worth that 10 minutes of your time is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So the next one is
number eight,
rep your brand. Okay. So this is, yes. So this is huge for me. I used to always feel like, oh, that's going to sound so salesy and so pushy if I wear something with my brand on it. But then I look around, anytime I see other people wearing something with their brand on it, I don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I have that personal block that it feels like I am being salesy or pushy. Because the thing is, I'm actually thrilled when I see somebody have a logo or a brand on something. And I'm like, oh, good, because I really like that person. I would love to, I'd love to try that, or I'd love to refer them to somebody. Simple as, like, if you need like a plumber for your house, or if you need somebody to help you with your computer, like sometimes you just don't know those people. And I realize that it's not being pushy or salesy. It's just saying, hey, I'm here if you just in case you ever need me. So I am going to show you. This is my secret, you guys.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
I always have my water bottle with me, and I make it I make it lengthwise, so it's big and huge and easy for people to read. I cannot tell you how many people see my water bottle at my children's events. I play tennis. They'll see it at my tennis match. When I'm just bouncing around town, and they'll be like, oh, you're a photographer? Yes, I am. And they'll ask me a question. Oh, well, my son just had his senior banners taken. Do you do senior photos? Or, oh, my daughter just got married. Do you do family photos? It's from a water bottle. Yep. So I have to tell you, Brian at Photo Flash Drive is amazing because this man is always coming out with new stuff.
Yes.
I can get my t-shirts from Photo Flash Drive now. I got myself a hoodie from Photo Flash Drive. My USBs have also my logo on them. And I am shocked at how it's, I don't have to say anything. I'm not salesy. It sells itself because people ask me questions. And to be honest, even if they don't need a photographer, now they know what I do, right? So yep. It's just a great conversation starter. And so maybe they'll know somebody else who needs a photographer and they'll think of me. And so my brand is purple, which I think is really, really important because I've repped my brand so much that people will randomly drop off purple things at my house, you guys.
I love that.
Like, I will receive Facebook messages and be like, Redeanne, we saw this purple thing and thought of you. Do you want us to get it for you? We're here. People will literally, Lacey and Vicky, they'll literally drop it off on my porch or in my mailbox. There'll be a purple scarf. There'll be purple chapstick. There'll be, I've gotten purple flowers. You name it. People will just drop it off at my house. And I love that. When they see purple, they think of me.
That is so cute. I love that. I was going to say, I also back the water bottle. I have water bottles with my logo, and every single client or senior client and teen client that comes through gets a water bottle, and I have a batch of stickers, and they can also do that as well. They just can't cover my logo. That's the one thing, but they can decorate it, and I use it for content too. So those water bottles, they're using them everywhere.
They're the best. Lacey's colors are awesome.
and they have like they have so many different kinds, right? So you can
get
skinny tumbler, you can get the regular water bottle, you name it, they've got it. So
yeah, and I also get mine from Photo Flash Drive. So
yes, and Brian is great. So easy to work with.
Mm-hmm. They have great options for water bottles and other things. But yeah, that's something. Every single client gets a t-shirt from me and a water bottle, and it does help. It helps a lot. I'm actually designing new t-shirts now because I'm running low on the current ones, and now I'm need to make different ones. So yeah.
All right. So number nine. Yes, number nine. This seems really simple to me, but apparently it's not. Attending photography conferences and workshops. And I mean in person. I love online stuff, and I will also take part in those. But the idea, because I know that not everybody can fly, not everybody has the financial ability to attend things in person. So if you can't, please do the online ones. But I make it a point to attend one photography workshop in person a year. And to me, that is a business expense, right? That is something that I should be doing, not just for myself, but honestly, so that I can serve my clients better. And you would never go to a doctor or a hairstylist or somebody else who didn't keep up with their craft, right? Mm-hmm. So if we would expect that out of the people that we pay for services, we should be doing the same thing. Absolutely. And photography conferences aren't just good for information. You get so much bang for your buck out of a photography conference because you are meeting other people in your same boat. I have met my biggest cheerleaders and my closest friends from attending photography conferences. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a photography conference and just meet one person every time that you go, the kind of network you'll have is unbelievable. And I say this because one of the first photography conferences that I was at, I met my friend Wendy. And she is still my cheerleader to this day. And I'm shouting her out because I know that Vicky knows her as well.
Wendy is awesome. Yes.
And she has stood by my side, being my supporter from the very start. Aww. I could not run my business without my photography friends.
Yeah.
Because when you have a question, if you don't know it, I guarantee you one of them knows the answer. And mm-hmm. if they don't know the answer, they know somebody who knows the answer.
Yes.
And I think there's sort of like this fear of competition. And I am not saying that doesn't exist because it absolutely does, which is why I think it's even more important for you to meet people at photography conferences because they're outside of your market.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so easy to trade information with somebody who lives in another state because they are not your direct competition.
I could not agree with this more. You started around the same time as me, like within a year. Mm-hmm. And you going to those conferences, that was a mistake I made. I did not go to conferences my first like 4 or 5 years in business. I went to like a few local things, but I wish I would have come to a senior style guide much sooner than I did, you know, like a push, anything for senior style guide, like anything. So I cannot recommend that more. And this is a lonely business. We are doing everything on our own and, you know, it can be very isolative and that isn't good for your mental health either. So just having those friends to bounce ideas off of or just vent sometimes.
Yes. Is
so important. Yeah.
Well, and I also, Lacey, you know, you and I, we always do things differently a little bit. I have a photography bestie who is 20 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
We literally swap clients. Like it happens. Like I'll shoot their teen senior years. She'll shoot the weddings and the families.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And, you know, it just works. And sometimes, you know, I'll get one of her seniors and sometimes she'll get one of mine as they've grown up through the lens. But there's no hard feelings because I know that client's taken care of. They maybe want something. We're totally different. She hates social media. She hates conferences. She hates any type of gathering with other photographers. How I got so lucky that she even wants to hang out with me. It tells me she hates what I do. But, you know, we have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of someone local either. I mean, I get the market, but sometimes that can also help just to go to lunch.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely realized I've swapped clients with two or three people that are really good friends of mine. And we're still good friends. It's like, oh, well, that's okay. That happens. And, you know, it's actually, you know, when I first got my studio, I actually shared it with four other photographers and we were, this is when I was doing weddings and stuff. We did swap clients a few times and, you know, it is what it is. It happens. We're all still pretty good friends. So, it's hard though.
It is.
You can get burned. If you're with someone close by, it can happen. But hopefully it doesn't. And I always tell people, you don't know if you don't try.
Yes.
But I definitely, the first like few years, I felt very isolated in my business. And I wish I would have gone to more conferences like Push and just met more people in the industry. So.
I do want to reiterate what you said, because I am actually incredibly fortunate that here I have met great photographers. My friend Kim, when I wanted to try out senior banners, she jumped right in and helped me with no hesitation. And my friend Annette, I needed a headshot. She was like, I'll do it for you. So
I love that. Yes.
Sometimes it takes you a little bit longer to find your people in your own market, but when you do, hold on to them because they will be your biggest cheerleaders.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the headshot swap, you can't, that is invaluable. Honestly, I need new headshots soon. I know I'm the type of person, Vicky gets annoyed with me, but I always have a
thought. Stop it. I didn't you know that.
I change my hair too much to have the same one. I have different hair every like 6 months. So I get a new headshot. Why not?
I'm always like, which headshot do I use? I swear, if I type Lacey in my computer right now, I probably have, and I'm not exaggerating, 6 different headshots.
Well, you know, it just depends on the day. That's the thing.
And sometimes I get it wrong. It's just like, well, can you actually use the other one? I'm sorry.
I'm no longer blonde. Okay. I haven't been blonde for over a year and a half.
Okay, I'm sorry. We digress. That's the problem. No, you're good. We get going. Mm-hmm. Rita, number 10.
Dragon. My number 10.
Yay.
All right, my final tip is be the expert. Mm. Our clients are our number one priority. It is up to us to guide them. It is up to us to do our research ahead of time. Yes. They hired us because they trust us. There's a million photographers that they could have hired. Let's be real. Yes. They chose us for a reason, and it is our expertise. So that means guiding them, right? So guiding them with the style guide. Not a single senior steps in front of my camera that I haven't seen everything they're going to wear on their day. So 2 weeks prior to their session, I'm looking at their clothes. That means they're either FaceTiming me or they're sending me pictures. I have them text me or from the dressing room when they're shopping for clothes. Mm-hmm. It is so important for us to handhold them and make their job easy, because when they step in front of my camera, I want them to know I have them taken care of. Yeah. I don't want them to be worried or stressed. And that starts at the very beginning by guiding them. So let's be real. Some of the clothes that I love myself, it doesn't always photograph well. So it is my job to guide them and be like, hey, I know that's your favorite outfit, but what else do you have in your closet? Because that's a great outfit, but I don't know that it's going to photograph the best. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the location they choose. I want my seniors to choose their own locations. But it is also my job to guide them and be like, when they're like, well, I'm really not sure. I'm like, okay, let's brainstorm. Like, let's think about the places that are important to you. And if they pick a place that is like blah, that's our job, is to tell them. We don't say, okay, you want to go there? No problem. We say, hey, how about we just go there for half of your session, if that's a really important spot to you, and then we'll go somewhere else for the other half. But it's also my job that I have researched that location ahead of time. I've gone there. I know what it looks like. And I get it. There's a busy season. Maybe you don't have time to make an extra trip, but you definitely have time to get to your session ahead of time and scope it out, so you know where the great places are there. Mm-hmm. I don't go into anything blindly because I feel like that is what they're paying me for, my expertise. And part of my expertise also means making them feel good. I'm talking to them at my session. I am never just standing there expecting that they know how to pose, or that they know how to turn, or that they know what angle is the best with this light. That's my job. And so I think part of being the expert is actually being photographed yourself, so you remember how scary it is to get in front of the camera.
Yes. It's so vulnerable. It's a really, even kids that are outgoing, even kids that are used to, you know, like I have kids that are like in the spotlight a lot, being in front of the camera is different.
Yes. It's completely different. And I actually have some things that I say that I'm known for in a session. And I will be at a session, and sometimes my clients will see me and they'll say these phrases that I say.
Yeah, I love that.
Or they'll do these fun noises that I do to make people laugh. And I love that people actually hold on to that, and it still makes them smile when they see me.
That's amazing.
But right. But that's our job, is to be the expert. And that means the whole experience. If we don't want them to go to a hobby photographer, we have to be the expert. We have to be the ones that guide them from the very start to the very end. And I am amazed at when you see this just really put together senior, and they're beautiful and they're so handsome, and they step in front of the camera and you realize they have the same fears and the same insecurities that everybody else does.
Absolutely.
So be the expert. And to me, that is the best thing that we can do for our clients. And sometimes that means researching things, right? So I have clients that play a sport that I don't know anything about. I go and I research that sport ahead of time.
I love that.
I have clients who play instruments I don't know about. I go and I research that instrument ahead of time. Yeah. Because I want to be able to talk to them. I want to know what looks like technically correct, how they pose with that instrument, how they pose with that specific like racquetball racket, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about racquetball. Now I do because I have clients who play racquetball. So
I want people to think of, you know, you feel safe when you're with an expert. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe if people don't like getting in front of the camera, if you think about it like going to a hairdresser, if you have a hairdresser that's unsure and they're like, well, we could do, you're automatically like sweating bullets and you're like, I don't want to be here. I'm going to get a bowl cut, you know, what the heck's happening. But if you're with someone that has the confidence, that is guiding you through, that makes you feel safe, you're ultimately going to be more relaxed. And that is so important for being in front of the camera. Yes. So I always tell people, like, your breathing patterns, people will match your breathing patterns. So it's so important to have like a nice, even breathing pattern, because there are so many people that I've mentored. They get in front of a client and they're like, okay, so we're going to get, and I'm like, oh, no, because your client's going to start hyperventilating too, because you're hyperventilating.
Yes.
You just have to, okay, we've got, you know, so it's so important to be that expert, to make people feel safe. I loved all 10 of your tips. Were so good.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you. I'm just like, it's so hard because there's so much that I just want to share my love so much.
Well, you're going to have other opportunities coming up where you're going to be.
That's the biggest thing that I want to tell photographers, share your love. Let them see that you love it, that you want to be there, that you're excited to be there. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, I can't wait to photograph you. And I mean that. That is sincere for me.
And I want to say this, because these 10 tips are amazing. I think everyone, hopefully you were writing them down, or you can rewatch and write them down. But you moved from New York to Missouri, raised your prices, and have not, you've killed it.
Thank you.
Using these 10 tips, you have raised your prices, you're new in this market, and you're still getting booked. So I think people need to think about that, whether you're staying in your own market or moving, that if you follow these things, you will get bookings. Yeah. It works. It absolutely works.
Yeah. And it works quickly. So I want to make it that part really clear. Like I moved here in August of 2020, and in only a 2-year period of time, I was booked incredibly far out in advance. So for example, by June, I'll use this as an example. So by June of 2024, I should be 100% booked for all of my class of 2025.
I love that.
And that is how I was. That is how I was after only being here for 2 years. So this isn't something that you're like, oh gosh, like this is going to take me 10 years to build this. No, I did it in 2 years. So if I can do it in 2 years with 3 very active children, I promise you that you can definitely do it.
Yes.
And it's the, like I said before, Lacey, it's the little details. It's not these big ginormous things. It's the small details. And I do take a lot of pride in being booked far out in advance. And that word does get out there. People know they have to book me right away, or they're not going to have a spot.
Yep. And I think another thing that because those of you that are watching are like, well, she moved to a new market. Of course, she could change her prices. I upped my prices by $1,000 to be on my teen team and had 100% rebookings. Everyone did not bat an eye. This was a couple of years ago, but no one batted an eye. I was like, you know, it was my first year doing the teen team. And I was like, I did it at a entry level price. And then I was like, well, let's see. $1,000 more and no one batted an eye. So it's not just if you're moving, you can do this. If you're staying in your own market, you just have to, like, all of the tips that you were saying, I was like, yep. Like, I could not agree more with all of those things. So thank you so much. Like, Rita and Jana, you're like the best. I love you.
When you met her behind the scenes. And I say this so much. I know y'all are so sick of hearing me saying it. Quit letting fear drive your business.
Yeah.
Quit being in the backseat of your business.
Yep.
So guys, we come on at least once a month. Join us, catch us on the replay. This will be on the podcast. It'll be on our YouTube. You can tag us here. Rita is incredible. I've been watching from the sidelines. So I was like, hey, will you go on? And she was like, you initially said no.
I initially said, Vicky, there are so many famous people on your Industry Connect. How do I follow those people?
You did.
No. That's not how we work here. There's not famous and then us. It's not famous and us, okay? It is everyone.
Yeah, this is the industry. We're connecting everyone. And the tips that you gave are so incredible. I'm flabbergasted, to be honest. They're perfect. They were perfect.
I'm over here like CEO next year. Make sure she gets an
invite. Yes. Those were amazing. And also, speaking of CEO, Carissa, myself, and Vicky will be on March 1st. Yes, this Friday, March 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about CEO Plus and some really fun things that we have going on there.
And real quick, because I'm getting tons of messages about this, I know you all are seeing every hour whose class is dropping. That does not mean you've missed out, okay? No. Once you sign up for CEO, it's a reoccurring subscription, but you get it for the year regardless if you cancel it right after you sign up or if you keep it recurring. So as long as you're a member, you can re-watch these classes over and over and over. There's 22 of them for $99, which is $4.50 a presentation. Where in the heck are you going to get education for that price? You're not. So,
and most of the presentations, I know mine is about an hour. I would say most of them are about an hour. So that's 21 hours of education for $99 is insane.
She was almost 2.5 hours.
Well, never mind. I had to keep culling down because I was like, mine's too long, right? Like, I shouldn't be doing. So next time I'm just going to keep it at 2 hours.
It's crazy. We do it once a year. It's one time a year. And when the doors close, 11:59 p.m. Eastern on March 5th for CEO, it's over. Okay. Yep. You have to go get the classes individually in the shop one by one at $79 a piece. So buy your ticket. Get grandfathered in at the $99 price because we've been doing it 4 years and eventually that price is going to go up. I don't know when, but be grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Rita, I'm making it, I'm putting it out into the universe. You got an open invitation next year to CEO 2025.
Yay. Thank you. It was truly like an honor to be here with the two of you today. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. And everyone, be sure to catch us on the replay. Go to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button. That way you can watch all the Industry Connects. Lacey came to me before the year started last year. And she's like, let's do this. And I'm like, let's just see what the heck happens.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of fun and we're going to continue. So also, if you want to post below someone else you want to see on our Industry Connect, let us know.
Please.
Because we can't be everywhere all the time. So if there's somebody like Rita that is just killing it and has really good information, send them our way.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Rita.
Thank you so much. Thank you.